Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, we'll be doing in Parshas Kippur, b'isai shetiyu amelim b'teira, pages Kuf Lamed Dalid and Kuf Lamed Hei. Teira HaKadosha tells us in this week's Parsha something very, very strong. In b'fukosai teileichlis mitzvosai teshmur v'asisem b'isam v'nasati kishmecham b'itam, the Torah says, if you go in my ways, what does it mean, go in my chukos? You go in my chukos. So Chazal understand that the going means that we're going in the chukos. How does a person go in the chukim? Yachol zeh kiyum ha-mitzvos. I might think if you want it, Baruch Hashem, there's a loud kol Torah, so feel free to come closer to me if you can hear. Yachol zeh kiyum ha-mitzvah, kishua omar b'smitzvos, ay kishmoru hare kiyum ha-mitzvos omur. Almani mikayim in b'chukosai teleichu, shetiyu ha-melim b'torah. It's not referring to us doing mitzvos, but it's referring to us toiling in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. By the way, the Bali Mashallah point out, the Pasuk goes on to say, in b'fukosai tim osu, and if you will find them despising my mitzvahs. And so what was in b'fukosai telefu? That meant that if you toiled in my Torah, so someone who doesn't chasidah fall and toil in Torah, it could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu views it as if they despise the Torah. In other words, anybody who truly is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah would toil in the Torah. Each person according to his level. Some people who didn't learn in yeshiva after age 18, 19. So they have their toiling of Torah. And then there are some people who have their toiling. Every Jew needs to toil in Torah. Maybe Rashi have a meal the Torah of Nasalish Mordecaim. The Roy Levar, Madua Kolas Karshuf Tatkan Urak, Ashtiu Mail Mator Velkim Mitzvahs. This, I think, is a question that bothers many Jews and is not something that is addressed enough. And that is, why do the Rabbanim make such a big deal about learning Torah? At the end of the day, shouldn't it be about fulfilling the mitzvot? Fulfilling the mitzvot is what makes a person a good, ethical person. What's the emphasis of toiling in Torah? Notice, by the way, we don't even talk about knowing Torah. We talk about toiling in Torah. And again, this applies to every single Jew, no matter what their background. So the Rebbe is going to give a beautiful approach according to Chassidus. The Gemara tells us, Sheschar mitzvah b'hai al-maleka. The Gemara says that there isn't a reward for mitzvahs in this world. There's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. The reward is in the next world. Now, it happens to be, it's the best way of living as well, but that's not a reward, that's a reality. The reward is a pure reward, that will be in La Olama Emes. But the Svar Makdosha Medayik, Shamitzvah Atzma Gevoa Ma'od Lo Shayach Schar Aleha Bayalma. That there isn't, the mitzvah itself is so holy, in other words, tefillin, this idea of tefillin is so removed from this world. V'haraya, when a person puts on tefillin in the airport, people look at them as if they're nuts. They're like, Mamish, we look like Martians. Because it's not part of this world. Tefillin are not, it's not part of this world at all. So that's what it means. The reward is also not relevant to this world, because all the mitzvahs are not relevant to this world. Aval al ishtoikikos, sheyesh lihudi l'kai mitzvah al hidur, shemahadar b'kiyom ha-mitzvah. But if you show someone a beautiful silver esrog box, then that's something that they can appreciate in this world. And in a person's desire to do the mitzvah, yesh schar gam b'hayalma. The Svarim HaKadoshim say that there is reward for that in this world. So the hidur, the beautifying of the mitzvah, which comes from the heart that a person has, that desire to be connected to the mitzvahs, that there is in this world. Ukamaymer Hasaba Kadisha Milchovich. Milchovich was an antecedent to Slonim. Ahad the Isa Bizar Kodesh called Brochim the Lord Vitato Biyoma Shvia Tlion. That the Zohar says all brachos are dependent on Shabbos. Shehabrocha binyon ruchanim him be'etzem Shabbos. But the Rebbe said that the Zohar meant to say that all the ruchnius brachos are in Shabbos. Avonyon gashnim enim shachim in Shabbos Kodesh. But Shabbos is so spiritual that no physical brachos come from Shabbos. There are Ma'amore Chazal that speak about brachos. Shu gavo me'al gvo, v'yev shishir in shatam men of birchos ben yon gashmim, Ella mitosefes Shabbos. We make a big deal about this. And that is the idea of adding to Shabbos, both bringing in Shabbos early and making Shabbos late. Unfortunately, in our base medrash, we still don't have a Ma'ariv for Rabbeinu Tam. I hope, my dream is that one day we'll have that. That Jews shouldn't be running away from Shabbos. We should be holding on to Shabbos. Okay, one day. Well, it's a process. Mirz Hashem. So Jews should be holding on to Shabbos. It shouldn't be that Shabbos is the first moment Shabbos is over. That the kedusha shezet osefes mitzvah mizeh nimshach habracha binyanim gashmiim. The bracha binyanim gashmiim comes from the tosefes Shabbos. So Shabbos itself can't create a chalos of physical bracha. It's too high. So the bracha is going to be in the spiritual world, but the bracha of kedusha in the that comes from the kedusha of Tosefes Shabbos. Well, Tosefes Shabbos is the bridge. It's the bridge that brings over kedusha from the spiritual to the physical. That's where the word is. V'hosef shemitzvah l'saper dover zelufnei balabatim shiyasu Tosefes Shabbos bil. Oh wow, I didn't realize I was being mekayim the mitzvah. He says it's a mitzvah for the rabbanim to tell the balabatim to be mekayim this big mitzvah. Yeah, that was cute. V'zesh amr chazal v'parshas in b'fukosai teleifu shetiu amolim v'tora. She'ein zal etzem al mitzvah shel v'gisa b'yom v'layla. The reward is not going to be for one learning Torah. Kishar mitzvah b'hayal malekah. And I would add that the Torah itself is the most ethereal of all the mitzvahs. It's the highest of the high. So you can't have a schar in this world. Ela ala idur mitzvah al masha meilim v'siagim b'limra Torah. The Rebbe has a very interesting take. The Rebbe looks over here at Amelus Batorah as the hiddur in the mitzvah. The way a person beautifies his Talmud Torah is by being Amel. You don't beautify Talmud Torah like you do by Ner Hanukkah, adding more oil or making or having a nicer wick, a nicer candle. Well, how do you beautify Talmud Torah? So the Rebbe says the way we beautify Talmud Torah is with the toil. The toil itself in the Torah is the way we beautify it. I've heard other approaches from Rabbanim. There's a very important article written many years ago. Nowadays, I don't think they give him enough space to write such an article. Rabbi Emanuel Feldman wrote an article entitled "Tfillin in a paper bag," and what he talks about is that why don't we put tfillin in a paper bag? Because it's lacking in the hiddur of showing the chashivas of its filling. So he goes on to say, someone who writes beautifully Torah, and someone who presents Torah beautifully, that's the bag that they're putting him in. Chasvatalil is someone who doesn't speak English properly and presents Torah in such a way. Or someone who doesn't write properly and write it, so then it's like you're putting the Torah in a paper bag. Fascinating thing. So he's extolling the idea that in whatever culture you're in, you have to present Torah beautifully. They say that Rav Schechter says something along the lines of preparing, that every single Rav who teaches Torah has a field to prepare to make the Torah that he's going to present. He knows the Torah, but to make the Torah that he's going to present as most beautiful as it could possibly be. V'yofel misha omro, Rav Schechter shiurim are mamish classics as far as presenting the beauty of Torah, the logic of Torah, the system of Torah. And it didn't happen because he simply worked. There are times that, you know, those who have zofa to drive him before a shiur, that he writes out the shiur. If he has 5 minutes to write it out, or is a half hour. But he always tries to at least spend a couple minutes preparing. Does he really have to prepare? He doesn't have to prepare. But at the end of the day, the preparation itself becomes part of the beautifying of the Torah. The more a person works on making sure that the Torah is being presented in the most beautiful way, that's the hiddur. That's Rabbi Feldman's take. That's the take of Rav Schechter Shlita. And the Nesiva Shalom's take is that the Amelus itself becomes the hiddur. So probably they're all right, right? They're not mutually exclusive shatim. All that are correct. So we want to be mahadir the Torah in many ways. V'zeb gam bi'ur ma'di isa b'toras avos. The fukosai telechu osios close. That the word telechu, if you move the letters around, refer to close, to end. Miloshon tilim nichsefa v'gam kolsa nafshi. My nefesh goes out to you. It's entirely given. And for this, there is Shar Mitzvah. So the takeaway, Rabbosai, from this morning, I think, is a very, very beautiful takeaway. And that is that it's not just enough to check in. It's not just enough to know Torah. That we should really, really toil in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. I'll give you an example where we could work on it. Nowadays, the emphasis for people is one of two things. One is to cover ground, to be familiar, to finish Daf Yomi, to do the Daf, or to do this, or to do that, whatever it might be. And the other emphasis is Yidios, to know. So in a short while, we're going to have our Smifas Chaver shir. So the goal of Smifas Chaver is to go through Ilfos Nida to know the important Shilas. But what's missing sometimes of both of those approaches is at the end of the day, you finish the daf. You have an extra 10 minutes. You have an extra 10 minutes. Did you finish the daf and then you go to something else? Might even go to another learning? Or is there something there that you should be toiling in? You finish the shir. The rav said over the shach holds like this. But there's something about the shach that's not 100% clear. Do you go over and read over the shach? Do you get stuck on it? Or you get the basic idea and move on? We are full of in a culture that's about getting the basic idea and moving on. The whole idea of haraving, the whole idea of working on something, and it applies to everything. It applies to Tanya. It applies to Chumash Rashi. My father, Hareini Kaparis Mishkovo, my father would harav over Rashi. My father would, when Rashi said something, there was something that was bothering, he would open up every single medrash to figure out exactly why Rashi said it that way. There was sugyas that my father had, my father worked for dozens of years on exactly what he thought the Shulchan looked like in the Mishkan. Dozens of years. Every year he would come back to it. He would harav more and more and more. My father was not a kolel avrech. My father wasn't the Rebbe. My father was a professional. But that's something that's shayach to every Jew. And the problem is that in our generation that so much of it is superficial, so much of it is about accomplishing, so much of it is also chitzonius, I could say that I did this siyum, I did that siyum, and that's important. I don't mean to basically, for myself as well, just having a pace from the Daf Yomi, it's important. But if it stops at that, if it stops at that, there isn't the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah that you're obsessed with. Ad kol sonav shibba, then we're missing the hitter of the Talmud Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmai timi mahader. We should put the Torah in, the tefillin in a beautiful bag. We should prepare properly every single time that we say a word of Torah. And finally, we should really, truly be amel ad asof HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah.